morning, my friends. Well, I'm glad to see we're all gathered together. I have an announcement to make. You're all invited to my penthouse this evening to honor Clayton Endicott, Jr.
Junior, you have children?
Now that would be an amazing story.
No, Catherine, the junior is my father. He's coming into town, and I am giving a dinner for him.
You sound excited.
Of course he's excited. He gets his allowance tonight.
Very amusing, Benson. Now, who's going to be there tonight?
Free food? Me. I'd be there.
Good. Governor?
Oh, I think I'm free tonight. What time?
8 o'clock. Benson?
I'm going to have to check my schedule.
You don't have any appointments this evening.
I'd still like to check.
Trust me, you're available.
Oh.
You are free, completely open.
I'd love to attend. I'll see you in my office.
Now, try to be on time. Cocktails at 8, dinner at 9.
Am I invited?
Well, no. Benson, your coat?
Yeah, hang it near the front.
Can I get you all anything?
You got a TV guide?
Benson, I want you to be on your best behavior tonight. My father is escorting a lady.
What am I, goose fat?
Yes.
Now, fellas, I think she looks very nice tonight.
Thank you, I think.
Gee, I sure am glad to hear that your father is dating, Clayton.
Well, sir, since my mother passed away, my father's happiness is my only consideration. You have something to say, Miss Krause?
This wine goes right to my head.
Good, that's where your mouth is.
Here they are. Now remember, best behavior. Father.
Son. Another heartfelt reunion. Clayton. Darlene. Darlene. Clayton.
Ah, hello.
It's nice to meet you.
Jiminy crickets, this wine is older than she is.
So?
So I'm jealous. How old do you suppose she is?
I don't know, but it must have been a vintage year. Oh, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Whitey.
Benson, mind your manners.
What are you talking about? That's his nickname.
Sorry.
I don't think I've had the honor.
No, I'm Gretchen Krause. I don't have a nickname.
Yes, she does, but we don't use it in public.
Well, nice to meet you, Gretchen. I'd like you all to say a big hello to Darlene Montgomery.
Nice.
Well, can I get you two some things? Some wine, scotch, popsicle. Wine.
Well, let's all sit down.
Yeah. Let's sit down. Good idea.
Yeah. So, Whitey, how was your flight? Oh, just extraordinary. Well, that's a layman's opinion. Why don't you ask the pilot?
You're a pilot, Darlene?
Yeah, well, I get a kick out of it.
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, here we are.
Oh, thank you.
Darlene was just telling us that she flies.
Oh. Do you do stunts?
Darlene, are you a professional pilot?
No, it's just a hobby. I'm vice president of CE Clothiers.
Oh? Father's retail subsidiary. Well, tell me, Darlene,
Just how long have you been with father? Professionally speaking.
About 6 months.
I see. And how long have you been with father socially?
About 6 months.
I see.
I've always been fascinated by airplanes myself.
I see.
You have a point to make, son.
Oh, no, sir. I just find it interesting that Darlene's jump into the corporate world has coincided with her jumping
into... It's amazing how they put those things up in the air like that.
I do not appreciate that implication.
Oh, did I imply something?
I think you should have a little more respect for the woman I love.
Ah, love?
Especially the big airplanes.
I'm going to have you committed.
I don't think I heard what you said.
It was a joke. Where's your sense of humor? Well, by golly, I think that turkey should be just about ready.
Ding. Oh, there it is.
Did he say ding?
No, the turkey's a ventriloquist.
Benson!
Ah, father!
Son, Benson, I want you to do me a favor.
Shoot.
Now, you mentioned to Darlene last night that you enjoyed singing.
Well, yes, I've been known to croon a tune or two.
Well, how about singing at my wedding?
Oh, wow. Wow. Wedding? When?
Saturday.
Saturday? You can't be serious.
I've never been more serious in my life.
Why, did you get her in trouble?
Don't you ever say anything nice about anyone. All right, what do you say? Darlene, be very happy.
Well, if you don't mind the rattle of rusty pipes, I'd be happy to.
Wonderful. See you Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday? What is the hurry?
What do you mean, what's the hurry? Are you blind?
Mr. Golden Popcorn, we have...
What is this?
Well, I'm sorry, Clayton, but that's all the food that's ready.
Well, aren't you going to peel it?
Don't push me, Endicott, or you'll wind up with that banana sticking out of your ear. Look, you never ate in the mansion before. Why now?
I'm conditioning myself to accept government handouts in preparation for my new future.
The late Mr. Cassidy loved bananas. He used to say, a banana a day keeps the doctor away.
I believe that's apples.
A banana a day keeps the apples away? You are losing it, pal.
Hey, Mrs. Cassidy.
Oh, hi, Chief.
Hey, Bonzo.
Did you receive the wedding invitation?
Yes, I did, but considering how you feel about this whole affair, I'm surprised it's being held at your penthouse.
The penthouse belongs to my father. I had no choice.
Oh, well, you have my sympathies.
I don't need your sympathies. I need my father's money.
Money doesn't make the world go round.
Benson, don't be naive. If my father cuts me off, I'll have to live out my life as one of the masses, a common man. Like yourself. Is that any way for a human being to live? Care for some lunch?
No, thank you. This common man just finished stuffing himself at La Parisienne.
Benson, how can you afford such extravagances? I mean, you don't make much more than I do, and I don't make diddly.
Well, it's just a matter of give and take. If you want to take an expensive lunch, you give up something.
Like what? Like manicures?
Come on, get serious, Clayton. I don't get manicures. I trim my own nails.
How?
With a nail clipper, fool.
Go on.
Clayton, if you expect to get by on your salary alone, you're going to have to learn how not to be a snob.
I am not a snob.
You are a snob. For example, how much did you pay for that suit?
$700, maybe $800.
$800? I'd buy three suits for $800.
Yeah, but look at them. Oh, am I kidding, Benson? I'll never make it without my father's money.
Why don't you just sit down and have a talk with your father? You don't know that he's going to cut you off and give it all to her.
Well, put yourself in his position. What would you do?
Well, don't go by me. I don't like you.
Well, he doesn't like me either.
Then there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Learn to live middle class.
Learn to live like you? Never.
Clayton.
What?
You better take something for Din Din.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, Clayton.
Ah, welcome.
He's been at the schnapps already. So, where is a blushing bride?
She's blushing in the bedroom down the hall, second door on the left.
I'll just go see if she needs anything.
Yes, you do that, huh? Oh, Benson, 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 what a glorious day.
Well, sounds like you got things worked out with your father.
Well, just about. This is a prenuptial agreement which states that when father dies, Darlene gets zip.
And she signed it.
Really? Well, you see, I told you she'd be reasonable.
She wasn't reasonable. I tricked her. And all I have to do is trick father, and as long as I have this paper in my hot little hands, I'm back in the money.
Well, Benson, I'd like you to meet Darlene's aunt, Aunt Connie.
How do you do?
How do you do?
She's going to accompany you on the piano.
Nothing is sweeter than the harmony of music and voice melded together in song.
Well, that's a lovely thought.
Just don't step on my intro and we'll wail, Benny.
Oh, by the way, Father, I need your signature.
What's this?
Oh, it's just the wedding license.
Oh, well. Hey, you can't have a wedding without a license.
No, you can't, sir. Here we go.
Yep. Yeah. Now, Clayton, have you ever given any thought to marriage?
Oh, sir, I don't think that it would be fair to a woman until I'm assured of financial stability.
Well, even then, I don't think it would be fair.
Well, I think I better get ready.
Benson, Benson, Benson.
Yeah, get a grip on yourself.
Yoo-hoo! Benson, shall we give it a run through?
I gotta go. Don't do anything stupid. Let me rephrase that. Don't do anything, stupid.
Oh, Clayton, do you have a cloth on some soap?
What?
A cloth on some soap. I have to take a lipstick stain out of Darlene's dress.
Darlene's dress? Is that Darlene's dress?
No, it's the world's largest doily.
Miss Krause, the caterers are in desperate need of your assistance. Would you be so kind? I'll take care of Darlene's dress.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome.
Clayton, we found this outside in the hall.
It looks like somebody's dress.
Yes, it's the next door neighbors. They're, nudists. Yes, they get a little carried away.
So, where's the blushing bride?
I don't care. Oh, I do care. Sir, why don't you just put your coat in the bedroom, down the hall, second door on the left. And, sir, while you're at it, why don't you just take this with you? Catherine, can I get you anything?
Got a TV guide? Is that my dress? Oh, hi, Governor.
Darling, how wonderful to see you. I mean,
why don't I just put that on and we'll just take a minute.
Oh,
no. No, really, Governor. Just take a minute.
Oh, darling, Clinton, what the wow. What the hell's going on here?
Wait a minute. You don't think that that Darlene and I, that we were...
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Wait a minute. All I did was come in here to throw my coat on the bed.
Oh, your coat, huh?
Do you have a point to make, Whitey?
Well, Darlene, let me handle this. Whitey, I would never try to move in on another guy's girl. Now, when I say girl, what I mean...
All right, you. Put up your dukes.
Whitey, come on.
I'm gonna punch you out. God. Come on, and then I'll deal with you. Come on.
All right, if you wanna fight, you better give it your best shot, Shorty, because I'm gonna clean your clock.
What is going on in here?
Stand back, Benson.
Governor, what do you think you're doing?
I am defending my honor. That's what I'm doing.
And you? Well, I came in here and he was with her like that.
He was returning my dress to me so that I could marry you.
Well, this sounds like a big misunderstanding to me. Right, Clayton?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Darlene. I'm a fool.
Oh, I'm the one who's a fool. Because I love a fool.
Oh, no. No tears, no tears. No.
What?
Ding.
What's going on?
Looks to me like the prenuptial agreement is about to hit the fan. Would you care to explain this?
No.
Well, then I will. This is a prenuptial agreement stating that Darlene gets absolutely nothing if I die, and it's signed both by Darlene and me.
Well, this is a family man.
No. I want you to hear this. Now, my son is a spoiled, selfish brat. And he created this little confrontation in an effort to stop me from marrying Darlene.
Now, Father, I can...
Sit down! Governor, I am really sorry. I hope you can find in your heart to forgive me.
Oh, I do, Whitey. And I think you're getting a wonderful girl. A wonderful woman.
Thank you.
As for you, I'll deal with what's left of your behind tomorrow.
I'll be ready in a moment.
I'm sure you two would rather be alone.
Benson. Where'd I go wrong with this kid?
Well, to tell you the truth, Whitey, I'd rather not comment on anything.
What do you think I should do? What would you do?
Well, I'd leave innocent bystanders out of it.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Benson.
I think I should warm up my voice before I sing.
I'm going to cut him off financially. Is that right?
Me.
Yeah. No more allowances, no more trust fund, no more inheritance. How about that?
La, 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 la.
Well, I may reconsider, but he has to know there's more in life than money. Now, that ought to do it, right?
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally him on the hand.
He said it. He said it.
I love you. I'm doing it for your own good.
Ha 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 ha
only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine, or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sip, I would not change for thine.